Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. Vinyl records continued their comeback in 2017 with the highest sales numbers since 1991. And it's no surprise that the biggest selling vinyl album of 2017 was the reissue of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The number two best selling album was Abbey Road. The Beatles beat out artists such as Ed Sheeran and soundtracks such as La La Land. Not bad for albums that were released five decades ago. Beatles promoter Tony Calder, who was hired by manager Brian Epstein to promote the band's first single, Love Me Do, has passed away. Calder personally sent 100 free copies of the song to dance halls across the UK with a note saying it was a guaranteed floor filler. His strategy proved successful and helped kickstart the Beatles' career. He was 74. And finally, the motorbike that John Lennon used as a fun way to get around his British estate from 1969 to 71 is up for auction. The Honda Monkey Trail Z50A bike will be sold at the National Motorcycle Museum in England on March 4th. Estimated selling price is more than $40,000. Check out Beatles Yellow Submarine animator and Saturday morning Beatles TV cartoon series director Ron Campbell's new art website at BeatlesCartoonArtShow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.